What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man, I just got to get over this, you know, because we right there. I'm tired of being right there. We need to punch in. We need to punch in that. We need to punch in that ticket. But, bro, we gotta get right off season, man. Get right off season.
That's Lamar Jackson, QB1 over here. Going to talk a little bit about him and his performance in the game. He went 18 of 25 for 254 yards, two touchdown passes. He had one interception. That was the, I don't know how you felt about that. Some people were trying to call it. I mean, it does work out like a punt, but that's obviously not what you wanted to happen on that down there. Got the ball out a little too early, maybe read it wrong, and it was just thrown right to the defensive back.
I mean, didn't even know who he was throwing to.
It looked like he was punting it to him, you know, basically. And then the fumble in the backfield, whether you want to say he was trying to make extra effort, the ball slipped out of his hand. We've just seen this happen a couple of times, but... he ran for six rushes, 39 yards. Overall, it's not like he had a horrific performance, but he had two turnovers in the game. And you look at it this year, how many times has he done that? He's been phenomenal this whole season. So you were wondering if anybody was going to get turnovers in this game with how good both quarterbacks had been with keeping the ball away from the defense, the opposing defense. And then now you watch this game and go... Yeah, that'll do it.
There's a candid LJ after the loss. The Ravens are now 0-43 all-time in franchise history. That includes the playoffs when the turnover margin is at least minus three.
You come in with the offseason game plan that I've ever seen against a Chiefs team. And because of goofy turnovers, a fumble through the end zone, some other stuff we could sit here and get into, you end up losing that game too. And at some point, you're going to have to look at it and go, why does this keep happening? Okay, is it a Lamar issue? Is it a Harbaugh issue? Is it... just bad luck? Do we not have a great enough sample size to go with? But as I've said all year long, the longer this keeps happening, the longer this narrative gets built, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's a lot for a quarterback to
deal
with.
What sucks is, I was thinking about this as the game was winding down, we're going to be talking about this until next February.
Shut up, Ed.
Emmanuel Acho just said, Mark Andrews... you just gave us 12 months to talk slander about Lamar Jackson.
Who's really?
Emmanuel Acho did. I can't effing stand him.
Yeah, he's awful.
But it's true. It's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to do this from now until next year. Same conversation.
Man, I just... what could have been? What could have been? All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But that's Lamar's day. Let's go out and grab Trippy. Hello, Trippy. What's up, man?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man?
What's happening?
Ugh, rough one.
Man, I can't even say what I want to say, man. That sugar honey iced tea is sad, man. You know what's sad, dude? Let's admit, man. It's the same old Ravens, man. Same old Ravens, you know. We beat ourselves. I mean, of course, yeah, we can sit up here and say, well, Lamar turned the ball over. Even when he turned the ball over, we still had opportunities to win the game.
Yeah.
The interception. I was because I had seats behind the Bills, but so what, that play was like on my side. It seemed like Rashad Bateman ran the wrong route. You know what I mean? The same thing been going on the couple weeks ago when Lamar threw the interception. Second of all, Mark Andrews, man.
This Fan Flash is sponsored by Plaza Mark Ford. Andrews, Plaza Ford death, offers bro. Transparent pricing on their entire you, extensive inventory of new, play, used, or certified pre-owned five. Cars, okay. Trucks, and SUVs. With no back, hidden fees, visit them online at plazaford.com.
I'm be real with you. I wanted to win, but even if we would have went in overtime and lost, I would have been fine with that. But to end the game like that, like, what is going on, man?
It's
like, I don't get it, man. Then you got the one caller talking about, can't keep playing hero ball. Brother, how was they playing hero ball? Now, I would have rather Lamar, like, on that one play. Just go down, bro. It's the playoffs. We can go for another down. You feel me? But
yeah.
Other than that, I don't know, Jeremy. Like, what can we do? Like, how can we get better? We went to the AFC Championship game last year. We broke Derrick Henry in here. You know what I mean? how can we get better?
I think Ed pointed out the toughest thing, and Trippy, appreciate the call, is, like, you've been relatively healthy the past 2 years.
This year doesn't anywhere.
Like when people, I was talking to somebody else about this, about being successful and winning. Oh, it was the whole thing with the guy from Kansas City and the Chiefs. Like you have to be lucky,
yeah.
Even when you're good, like you need some luck to come into it. Especially if you like the Chiefs are trying to go for a three-peat. They need some luck, and they've had a lot of it this year. Whether you want to think the refs ran on it or not, but when it comes down to it, this is the same stuff we're going to have to talk about over and over again because they've stayed healthy. So next year, what happens, and who doesn't get healthy, or you know, who gets hurt, and who you're going to miss? Who do you lose in free agency? Who is the cap casualty you have to? What do the teams in your division do to get better? You know, do we see a switch in the AFC? Because as far as I know, Josh Allen's going to be back next year. Pat Mahomes going to be back next year. Joe Burrow will be back. So the AFC is loaded yet again, and it's another uphill battle where I'm sure the Ravens are going to dominate the regular season, get put in a good position to win in the postseason, and. Then we see what happens until they can finally get this thing done. But they're way too talented for this to keep happening.
Yeah. And to have this conversation in January 2026 is too much to bear. I can't even think about it. Because you're right. They're just too talented to have this happen all the time. Like, yeah. No one
I'm going to say this probably about 10 times today.
Mm-hmm.
That effing play design on the two-point conversion was a thing of beauty. And to watch it unfold. Yes. Yeah. The first one, I want to go back and rewatch that again because I know they had the guys kind of crossing.
He was open.
Was there a little? He was.
The defender fell behind Isaiah Likely.
Okay.
So Milano reaches back and bats it.
You just I had, gotcha. I had flashbacks. Was it TJ Watt? We threw right into his hands.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think the. Honestly, I think the play design that they had, wasn't that the second one? Wasn't that similar to the T.J. Watt one?
That's the T.J. Watt one was popping over him. You're thinking of the other ones where they'd roll right and then try to find someone in the back corner of the end zone.
Yeah, well, what they do is they flood it. So when you basically when you have your quarterback rolling right, you're going to flood with receivers filling all the different levels. You'll have a guy trailing across the middle, a guy running to the front pylon, the back pylon usually. And if the play breaks down, that's when guys start moving.
And Bateman kind of a legal pick to get Mark open because Lamar hesitates and he's.
we're all doing the same thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys like. I went to bed. I didn't fall asleep right away, but I kept waking up and I was like, "That sucked, man." Such a good game. Don't get me wrong. It's like I was telling people about Kentucky and Alabama this week. If you watch the basketball game on Saturday, such a fun game. It just sucked that I was on the Kentucky side of it.
Yeah.
Same thing with yesterday. Like they, I don't want to take away anything from the Bills and what they did, but the Ravens did a lot of this to themselves and setting themselves up for failure.
Sure they did.
So let's go to DJ Voice in Baltimore. What's up, DJ?
Hey, man. Good morning, fellas, man. Listen, I called one time before, man. Zoe is my cousin, man.
I'm sorry.
And I haven't heard from him in weeks, though, but we're not going to get on that.
This is my You're going to hear from man. Him today, then.
Oh, hell yeah. This is my question, and I don't want to be one of the people talking about Harbaugh too much, but my question is, does anybody else feel like Harbaugh's kind of been getting by on the talent of players to the point where he doesn't have to be, you know, that great of a coach? I'm not saying he's not a good coach, but I feel like he's been getting by on the talent of the players. And I'll just sit by and just listen, man. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it. Look, I think anytime you lose, everybody needs to find a reason. You need a scapegoat. There's plenty of people you can point at in this game and going over the past couple of years. I've been incredibly hard on John Harbaugh, but I also think he's had some of the best teams I've seen in the league. And when you have great teams, you're going to have great expectations of you know, getting further. And when this keeps happening, these types of things, like you can't explain to me how you only run the football six times in two separate playoff games. Yesterday's, I'm not as upset over Derrick Henry not getting 20-some touches. And I actually agree with Joe. If Andrews doesn't drop that ball or fumble that ball in the middle of the field, he's probably getting there. And I really wanted the chance to see, did the Ravens leave too much time on the clock for Josh Allen? Or were we going to get a situation where we saw it this weekend where you have an opportunity to drive down the field and because you're pressed, you end up turning the ball over? It's frustrating, man. And I'm sure we're going to be dealing with this, talking about the same damn things, those same three or four plays in the game over and over and over again, whether it's the pass interference call, the 2-point conversions or the turnovers, those things will be brought up for the next 6 to 8 months nonstop.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.